how's the preparation going for that? Where are you at this stage?
Yeah, big game. Looking forward to it. You know, preparation slowly building. You know, you can't play these games too early in terms of a squad perspective. So we're building nicely for it. You know, started to look towards that game, but slow preparation building into next week.
Just looking at where Connacht have come from, you put yourselves, I suppose, in a difficult position there because you at Christmas time. You look dead and buried unless you could win game after game after game. But that's what you've done. And has the confidence in your system developed from that, for the fact that you're just winning games all the way along?
Yeah, we understood that we had a very tough start to the season and we didn't put ourselves in the best position that we, you know, we thought we could have been in a better spot. But, you know, we found ourselves in that tough position and we sat down as a squad and we said, you know, if we want to be there at the end of the season in the top eight, we need to dig in and pull out some performances. And, you know, you've seen over the last few weeks, bar that one on the weekend against Glasgow, we're six on the trot. So we're building some nice confidence and starting to really understand our jobs out there as a team. And, it's good to be able to put those performances onto the field.
Would it be fair to say that maybe earlier in the season when pressure came on, there was a little bit of maybe panic or maybe the systems broke down, whereas in situation against Glasgow, you conceded a try in less than a minute, but that didn't seem to knock confidence or belief in what you were doing. You just got straight back at it, which it may be earlier in the season that would have, you'd have had more questions in your head than getting it done.
Yeah, it wasn't so much that we had questions in our heads. It's just more that, you know, building that belief within ourselves and amongst the squad that, you know, we can do that. You know, the try on the weekend after the first minute or whatever, you know, it was just that we have that belief now that we can go out there and we can put in the performances that we need to grind teams down. Maybe that might not have been there at the start of the season, but, you know, to be able to build that after the start to the season that we had, it shows the quality of the teams that we have.
And have you worked on that belief? Have you actually discussed it and talked about it among yourselves or with the coaches, that getting better at your own knowledge of what you're doing?
I'd say the belief was always there, but, you know, it was just being able to put it out onto the field in performances. I wouldn't say that, you know, we didn't believe that we could do things. It was just being able to find the right game to be able to bring that out of ourselves. And, you know, over the course of getting those wins, it started to come through and shine more, which is what does happen when wins come. But it was always there. It was just getting it out of our systems.
And how was there anything specific that you had to change to get it out of the systems, or do you just build on the wins?
It does come from wins. Like, it's, you know, it's hard to find belief when you got losing games, and, you know, so wins does help a lot. That will bring it out, but, you know, it was more of the case of just getting those wins and getting them one after another. You know, we weren't looking too far ahead into it. It was just about taking one game at a time, and, you know, when you do that, that's when the run of confidence starts to come.
Looking ahead to Ulster, it's a little while away yet, but you'll be gearing up for that. Always interesting games when Connacht and Ulster. Always something going on in those games that has built up over the years, maybe before you were at Connacht, but there's always a certain explosion when Connacht play Ulster. It can be quite hard out there, and it's a big game.
Yeah, it is a big game. You know, since I've been here, it's always been a tough game against Ulster, and there's a rivalry there, obviously, and a provincial team against another provincial team. But, you know, the big games, do you like those? They're physical. You walk off the pitch and you leave everything out there, and, you know, at the end of the day, you have ultimate respect for both sides, each other. But, you know, the physicality that both teams bring in those provincial games is incredible, and no one leaves anything out there.
You're both coming into this on a bit of a break because of no play in Europe, so they should be ready. Connacht should be ready. What do you expect from them? You've played in Belfast, so you know that can be quite a raucous atmosphere up there. It'll probably be a sellout, so it just has that feel. It's a different feel when you have knockout rugby.
Yeah, no, obviously it's a different feel in terms of the knockout stages, but it's the same as always travelling up there, and I'd say they feel the same when they come down here. The home crowd is very loud and plays a big part in that, so, you know, we can't let that play into the game at all. You know, we've got to try and silence the crowd, I guess, is a thing, but the crowd gives a big thing to them. You know, they're very passionate supporters of their team, and much the same as ours, so hopefully we have a good travelling crowd up there to boost us as well.
It's So how does the training pattern work out now for next week when you get going? It's a Friday here. When you get going again, training on Monday, how does that week build towards the game?
I'm not too sure what they've got planned for us, but you know, normal Friday games will be a light install Monday, and then we'll build into it on a Tuesday. And then obviously it's a shorter week, so you miss a training session, so you've got to try and fit everything into that sort of Tuesday session that you normally have on an extra day. But you know, shorter weeks, that we're ready for it. It'll be good.
And you go up and stay the night before and that, and get ready.
As far as I don't have any idea on that, but yeah, normally we'd go up the night before, probably, yeah.
And do you have to prepare differently for a night? Well, it's a night game, it's a 7:30 game, so as opposed to a 3:00 game. Just in general, that day, does it seem very long when you're waiting to get to the ground and get started?
Yep, yeah, it is a long day, those 7:35 kickoffs. It's a lot of sitting around and waiting. You know, do prefer the 3:00 sort of kickoffs, 5:15, but. We have a lot of 7:35 kickoffs, so it's nothing out of the normal for us. But yeah, as you said, it is a fair bit of sitting around.
And do you talk a lot about the game on the day, or have you done all that work? Do you just want to talk about something else, or do you, when you're sitting around with other teammates, are you actually saying, what do you think's going to happen, or do you talk about something else?
No, your mind's completely switched off until probably three hours before. That's when you're starting to get into the mindset of the game. Wouldn't be around till about 4:30, 5:00. You're starting to get into groups and chat about the game. Otherwise, yeah, you don't want to be playing that game too early in your mind. You burn yourself out.
Ulster have a couple of good wingers. Robert Balakoon's on fire at the minute as well. So you'll be busy defensively. Have you any particular way to set up for them?
Yeah, they've got an electric back three. You know, Mike Lowry at 15, Balakoon on the wing. He's got incredible speed. It's just about controlling their speed and the pace that they can bring the ball back at, playing in the right areas. But you know, they are a tough back three to prepare for.